Welcome back, Stoic Seekers. In our previous episodes, we've explored the foundations of Stoic philosophy, delving into perception, emotions, self-awareness, unbiased thought, action, and duty. We've learned to master our minds, manage our emotions, and act with purpose and integrity. But today, we're taking a slightly different turn. We're going to explore the Stoic approach to practicality and real-world problem-solving. It's time for part 8 of our series. Pragmatism, the Stoics' no-nonsense guide to navigating life's challenges. The Stoics weren't just armchair philosophers. They were doers, movers, and shakers who understood that philosophy isn't just about lofty ideas. It's about living a good life, here and now. They embraced a pragmatic approach, focusing on what works, what's effective, and what helps us navigate the complexities of the real world with wisdom and resilience. In this episode, we'll unpack 10 Stoic lessons that will equip you with a no-nonsense toolkit for tackling life's challenges. We'll learn to let go of perfectionism, embrace flexibility, and focus on what we can control. We'll also discover the power of silence, the importance of self-reliance, and how to use every resource at our disposal to achieve our goals. So, if you're ready to ditch the drama, embrace practicality, and become a master of your own fate, then buckle up and get ready for an enlightening exploration of Stoic pragmatism. It's time to roll up our sleeves, get our hands dirty, and start living the good life, Stoic style. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower others to live a more pragmatic, resilient, and fulfilling life. Lesson 1. The Perfection Paradox. The Stoics' Guide to Embracing the Good Enough. All right, folks, let's kick off this episode on pragmatism with a Stoic truth bomb that might just set you free. Don't expect perfection. Now, before you start thinking this is a license to slack off or settle for mediocrity, hear me out. The Stoics weren't advocating for laziness or low standards. They were all about striving for excellence, but they also understood that perfection is an illusion, a mirage that can lead us down a path of frustration, anxiety, and never-ending dissatisfaction. The perfectionist's trap. We live in a world that's obsessed with perfection. We're bombarded with images of flawless bodies, immaculate homes, and effortless success. Social media feeds us a constant stream of highlight reels, making it easy to believe that everyone else has their lives perfectly put together. But the Stoics would urge us to question this narrative. They'd remind us that perfection is an unattainable ideal, a moving target that will always stay just out of reach. And the more we chase it, the more frustrated and disillusioned we become. Think about it. Have you ever spent hours agonizing over a project, trying to make it absolutely perfect, only to end up feeling exhausted and dissatisfied? Or have you ever compared yourself to others, feeling inadequate and unworthy because you don't measure up to their seemingly flawless lives? That's the perfectionist's trap. It's the belief that we need to be perfect in order to be happy, successful, or worthy of love and respect. But the Stoics would argue that this is a recipe for a life of constant striving, anxiety, and never feeling good enough. The Stoic embrace of good enough. So, how do you break free from the perfectionist's trap and embrace a more pragmatic and sustainable approach to life? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Focus on progress, not perfection. Instead of aiming for an unattainable ideal, focus on making progress, one step at a time. Celebrate your small victories, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. 2. Set realistic expectations. Don't set yourself up for failure by setting unrealistic goals or expectations. Be honest with yourself about your limitations, your resources, and the time and energy you have available. 3. Embrace imperfection. The Stoics understood that the world is messy, unpredictable, and imperfect, and that's okay. In fact, it's part of what makes life interesting and beautiful. Don't let your pursuit of perfection prevent you from enjoying the journey. 4. Practice self-compassion. When you do make mistakes or fall short of your goals, don't beat yourself up. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would extend to a friend. 5. Find joy in the process. Don't just focus on the end result. Find joy and satisfaction in the process of learning, growing, and creating. Modern day examples. The Stoic approach to perfectionism is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people struggling with the pressure to be perfect all around us. The social media obsessed. They constantly compare themselves to others, feeling inadequate and anxious because their lives don't seem as glamorous or exciting. The workaholic. They push themselves to the brink of burnout, sacrificing their health and relationships in the pursuit of professional perfection. The overprotective parent. They try to shield their children from every possible mistake or failure, preventing them from developing the resilience and coping skills they need to navigate life's challenges. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the good enough and letting go of the pursuit of perfection, you're not just reducing stress and anxiety, you're also creating space for more joy, creativity, and spontaneity in your life. You're freeing yourself from the tyranny of unrealistic expectations and embracing the messy, beautiful reality of being human. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher William B. Irvine puts it, "The pursuit of perfection is a fool's errand. It's an unattainable goal that will only lead to frustration and disappointment. Instead, we should focus on making progress, one step at a time, and on enjoying the journey, not just the destination." So, today, let's make a commitment to let go of perfectionism. Let's embrace our imperfections, celebrate our progress, and find joy in the process of becoming our best selves. Remember, the Stoic life is not about being flawless. It's about being resilient, adaptable, and fully engaged in the messy, beautiful adventure that is life. Lesson 2. The Stoic workspace. Your mind is the ultimate office. All right, folks, let's talk about a Stoic principle that's especially relevant in today's world of remote work, digital nomads, and coffee shop hustlers. You can work anywhere. Now, before you start picturing yourself sipping margaritas on a beach while answering emails, let's dig a little deeper into what the Stoics meant by this. The Stoics weren't just talking about physical location. They were talking about a mindset, a way of approaching your work and your life that's not dependent on external circumstances. They understood that true productivity and fulfillment come from within, from your own focus, discipline, and commitment to excellence, regardless of where you happen to be sitting. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. "You can work anywhere. Even in a palace, it's possible to live well." In other words, don't fall into the trap of thinking that you need the perfect environment, the ideal tools, or the latest technology to do your best work. Your mind is the ultimate workspace, and as long as you have that with you, you can be productive and creative anywhere. The perfect conditions myth. We live in a world that's obsessed with optimization and productivity hacks. We're constantly bombarded with messages about the perfect morning routine, the ideal workspace, and the must-have tools and gadgets that will supposedly unlock our full potential. But the Stoics would urge us to question this narrative. They'd remind us that true success and fulfillment don't depend on external factors, but on our own internal resources. Our focus, our discipline, our ability to adapt and overcome challenges. Think about it. Have you ever waited for the perfect moment to start a project, only to find that the perfect moment never arrives? Or have you ever felt like you couldn't be productive because your workspace wasn't just right? The Stoics would argue that this is a form of procrastination, a way of avoiding the real work that needs to be done. They'd remind us that we can't always control our environment, but we can always control our response to it. The Stoic workspace. So, how do you create a Stoic workspace, a mental environment that fosters focus, productivity, and creativity, regardless of your physical location? Here are a few strategies. 1. Cultivate inner focus. The Stoics believed that the key to a productive mind is inner focus and discipline. This means training your mind to resist distractions, to stay on task, and to bring your full attention to the present moment. Practices like meditation, mindfulness, and deep work can help you cultivate this inner focus. 2. Embrace adaptability. The Stoics understood that the world is constantly changing and that we need to be adaptable and resourceful in order to thrive. Don't get too attached to a particular routine or environment. Be willing to adjust and make the most of whatever situation you find yourself in. 3. Simplify your tools. You don't need a fancy office or the latest gadgets to be productive. The Stoics often worked with just a pen and a notebook, and they achieved remarkable things. Focus on the essentials, and don't let yourself get bogged down by unnecessary tools or distractions. 4. Find your flow. The Stoics understood the concept of flow state, a state of deep focus and immersion in an activity where time seems to fly by, and you're fully absorbed in the present moment. Find activities that bring you into this flow state, whether it's writing, coding, painting, or anything else that engages your mind and passions. Modern day examples. The Stoic principle of working anywhere is more relevant than ever in today's world. We see examples of people embracing this mindset all around us. The digital nomad. This person works remotely from anywhere in the world, using technology to stay connected and productive while enjoying the freedom and flexibility of a location-independent lifestyle. The coffee shop entrepreneur. This person uses their local coffee shop as their office, harnessing the energy and ambience of the space to fuel their creativity and productivity. The parent who works from home. This person balances the demands of childcare and work, creating a flexible schedule and workspace that allows them to be present for their family while still getting things done. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the idea that you can work anywhere, you're not just freeing yourself from the constraints of a traditional office. You're also cultivating a mindset of resilience, adaptability, and self-reliance. You're recognizing that your true power lies not in your external circumstances, but in your own inner resources. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, the ability to work anywhere is not just about location independence, it's about mental independence. It's about cultivating the focus and discipline to do your best work, regardless of your surroundings. So today, let's challenge ourselves to embrace the Stoic workspace. Let's cultivate inner focus, embrace adaptability, simplify our tools, and find our flow. By doing so, we can unlock our full potential, achieve our goals, and create a life that's both productive and fulfilling, no matter where we happen to be. Lesson 3. The location myth, the Stoics' guide to finding happiness in any setting. All right, folks, let's tackle a belief that's deeply ingrained in our culture, the idea that a good life is tied to a specific location. We're bombarded with images of tropical paradises, bustling cities, and idyllic countryside retreats, all promising happiness and fulfillment if only we could just be there. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about inner peace and contentment, had a different take on this. They believed that a good life can be lived anywhere. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations: "Wherever a person can live, there one can also live well. Life is also in the demands of court. There too one can live well." In other words, it's not about your zip code, your square footage, or your proximity to the beach. It's about your mindset, your choices, and your ability to find meaning and purpose wherever you happen to be. The grass is always greener, or is it? We humans are notorious for falling into the grass is always greener trap. We're constantly looking for the next best thing, the perfect place to live, the ideal job, the dream relationship. We convince ourselves that if we could just change our external circumstances, then we'd finally be happy. But the Stoics would argue that this is a fool's errand. True happiness and fulfillment come from within, not from external factors. As Seneca wrote, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." Think about it. Have you ever moved to a new city, excited about the fresh start and the possibilities, only to find that your old problems and anxieties followed you? Or have you ever landed that dream job, only to discover that it wasn't as fulfilling as you'd imagined? That's because happiness isn't about your location. It's about your mindset. It's about cultivating contentment, gratitude, and a sense of purpose, regardless of your external circumstances. The Stoic approach to location independence. So, how do you break free from the grass is always greener trap and find happiness wherever you are? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Focus on what you can control. The Stoics were all about focusing on what's within our control, and that includes our attitude, our choices, and our actions. Instead of dwelling on your external circumstances, focus on creating a fulfilling life within those circumstances. 2. Cultivate contentment. Appreciate what you have, rather than focusing on what you lack. Practice gratitude for the good things in your life, no matter how small. This will help you shift your focus from what's missing to what's already present. 3. Find meaning and purpose. Connect your actions to a larger sense of purpose and meaning. This could involve pursuing a passion, contributing to your community, or simply being a good friend and family member. 4. Embrace the present moment. Don't get caught up in regrets about the past or anxieties about the future. Focus on the present moment and find joy in the simple things, a good conversation, a beautiful sunset, a delicious meal. Modern-day examples. The Stoic approach to location independence is particularly relevant in today's world, where remote work, digital nomadism, and frequent relocation are becoming increasingly common. The digital nomad. This person embraces the freedom to work from anywhere in the world, creating a fulfilling lifestyle that combines travel, adventure, and meaningful work. The military family. This family moves frequently due to deployments and reassignments, but they find ways to create a sense of home and community wherever they go. The inner city dweller. This person finds beauty and inspiration in the urban landscape, cultivating a rich and fulfilling life amidst the hustle and bustle of city living. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the idea that a good life can be lived anywhere, you're not just freeing yourself from the limitations of geography, you're also cultivating a mindset of adaptability, resilience, and inner peace. You're recognizing that true happiness comes not from your external circumstances, but from your own choices and actions. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Massimo Pigliucci puts it, "The Stoics teach us that we can find happiness and fulfillment anywhere, as long as we focus on what we can control and live in accordance with our values. It's not about where we are, but about who we are and how we choose to live our lives." So today, let's challenge ourselves to find the good life wherever we are. Let's focus on what we can control, cultivate contentment, and create a life that's rich in meaning and purpose, regardless of our zip code. Remember, the Stoics believed that the world is our oyster, and it's up to us to find the pearls within it. Lesson 4. The Blame Game Busters, the Stoics' Guide to Personal Responsibility. All right, folks, let's tackle a habit that's as common as it is counterproductive: blaming others. We've all been there, right? Something goes wrong, and our first instinct is to point the finger, to find someone or something else to blame. It's the classic, "it's not my fault" defense mechanism, a way to protect our egos and avoid taking responsibility for our own actions or inactions. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about self-mastery and resilience, would tell us to cut the crap. Blaming others is a losing game, a distraction from the real work of self-improvement and growth. As Epictetus put it, "The chief task in life is simply this: to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals not under my control and which have to do with the choices I actually control." In other words, there's a whole lot of stuff in this world that we simply can't control. Other people's actions, the weather, the economy, even our own past mistakes. Wasting energy on blaming these externals is like trying to change the direction of the wind. It's futile and frustrating. But here's the empowering part. We do have control over our own thoughts, our own judgments, and our own actions. And by focusing on these internal factors, we can create a sense of agency, responsibility, and even empowerment, regardless of what's happening around us. The blame game. Think about those times when you've played the blame game. Maybe you missed a deadline at work and blamed it on your colleagues for not providing the information you needed. Or perhaps you had a fight with your partner and blamed them for being unreasonable and insensitive. Or maybe you're feeling stuck in a rut and blame your circumstances, your upbringing, or even society itself for your lack of progress. In those moments, it's easy to feel like a victim, powerless, and at the mercy of external forces. But the Stoics would argue that this victim mentality is a trap, a way of avoiding the hard work of self-examination and taking responsibility for our own lives. The Stoic shift from blame to focus. So how do you break free from the blame game and cultivate a more empowered and proactive mindset? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Own your choices. Recognize that you're responsible for your own actions and decisions, even when things go wrong. Instead of blaming others, ask yourself, "What could I have done differently? What can I learn from this experience?" 2. Focus on what you can control. The Stoics were all about focusing on what's within our control, our thoughts, our judgments, our actions. Instead of wasting energy on blaming externals, focus on what you can do to improve the situation or prevent similar problems in the future. 3. Practice self-compassion. When you do make mistakes, don't beat yourself up. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would extend to a friend. Learn from your mistakes, forgive yourself, and move on. 4. Seek solutions, not scapegoats. When faced with a challenge, focus on finding solutions, not on assigning blame. Brainstorm ideas, seek out advice, and take action to address the problem. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're feeling stuck in your career. Instead of blaming your boss, your company, or the economy, take ownership of your situation. Ask yourself, what skills can I develop? What opportunities can I pursue? How can I create my own path to success? Or maybe you're struggling with a health issue. Instead of blaming your genes, your past choices, or bad luck, focus on what you can do to improve your health. Adopt a healthy lifestyle, seek out medical advice, and cultivate a positive mindset. The Stoic Advantage. By shifting your focus from blame to personal responsibility, you're not just avoiding negativity and victimhood, you're also empowering yourself to create positive change in your life. You're taking ownership of your choices, your actions, and your future. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, the obstacle is the way. What stands in the way becomes the way. So today, let's make a commitment to break free from the blame game. Let's focus on what we can control, take responsibility for our own lives, and embrace the challenges that come our way as opportunities for growth and transformation. Remember, the power to shape your destiny lies within you. Lesson 5. The Quiet Strength, the Stoic Art of Strategic Silence. All right, folks, let's talk about a superpower that's often overlooked in our noisy, fast-paced world. Silence. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about mastering their minds and emotions, understood that sometimes the most powerful communication is the absence of words. As the poet Hesiod wisely said, "The best treasure is a sparing tongue." The Stoics echoed this sentiment, recognizing that silence can be a source of strength, wisdom, and even influence. The noise pollution. We live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with noise, from the 24/7 news cycle and social media chatter to the endless stream of podcasts, music, and advertisements vying for our attention. It's easy to get caught up in the cacophony, to feel like we need to constantly express our opinions, share our thoughts, and contribute to the noise. But the Stoics would argue that this constant chatter can be a distraction, a hindrance to clear thinking and inner peace. As Seneca put it, "Silence is a lesson learned through life's many sufferings." In other words, sometimes the wisest thing we can do is to simply shut up and listen, to observe the world around us, to reflect on our own thoughts and feelings, and to choose our words carefully rather than just adding to the noise. The power of the pause. Silence is not just about the absence of sound. It's about creating space, both internally and externally. It's about giving yourself the time and space to think, to process information, and to make more intentional choices. Think about those times when you've been in a heated argument or a stressful situation. Your first instinct might be to react, to defend yourself, to prove your point. But what if instead you took a pause, a moment of silence to gather your thoughts and choose your words carefully. This stoic pause can be incredibly powerful. It allows you to de-escalate a conflict, to avoid saying something you might regret, and to respond with wisdom and composure rather than reactivity and impulsivity. The art of listening. Silence is also a key ingredient in the art of listening. When we're constantly talking, we're not truly hearing what others have to say. We're too busy formulating our own responses, waiting for our turn to speak, or trying to impress others with our own knowledge and opinions. But the Stoics understood that true connection and understanding come from deep listening, from being fully present and attentive to the other person. As Epictetus said, "We have two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." By cultivating the habit of listening, we not only gain valuable insights and perspectives, but we also build trust, rapport, and deeper relationships with others. Modern-day examples. The Stoic appreciation for silence is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of its power all around us. The negotiator. A skilled negotiator knows when to speak and when to be silent. They listen actively, observe their counterpart's body language, and use silence strategically to create leverage and gain concessions. The therapist. A good therapist creates a safe space for their clients to express their thoughts and feelings. They listen without judgment, offering support and guidance, and often using silence to allow their clients to process their emotions and arrive at their own insights. The meditator. Meditation is a practice of cultivating stillness and silence within the mind. By observing their thoughts and emotions without judgment, meditators can gain a deeper understanding of themselves and the world around them. The Stoic challenge. The Stoics challenge us to embrace silence as a tool for self-mastery, wisdom, and connection. They urge us to be mindful of our words, to listen actively, and to create space for reflection and introspection. So today, let's make a conscious effort to cultivate more silence in our lives. Let's turn off the distractions, put down our phones, and simply be present in the moment. Let's listen more than we speak, observe more than we judge, and embrace the quiet power of restraint. Remember, silence is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength, wisdom, and a deep understanding of the human experience. By mastering the art of silence, we can create a life that's more peaceful, fulfilling, and connected to what truly matters. Lesson 6. The Stoic Upgrade. The Never-Ending Quest for Self-Improvement. Alright folks, let's talk about a mindset that's at the heart of Stoic philosophy and personal growth. The idea that there's always room for improvement. Now, this isn't about beating yourself up for not being perfect or constantly striving for some unattainable ideal. It's about embracing a mindset of lifelong learning, growth, and evolution. The Stoics believed that we're all works in progress, constantly striving to become better versions of ourselves. As Epictetus put it, "Progress is not an accident, but a necessity. It is the constant and determined effort to be one's best." In other words, don't get complacent, don't rest on your laurels, and don't ever think you've arrived. There's always something new to learn, a skill to develop, a weakness to overcome, or a virtue to cultivate. The pursuit of self-improvement is a lifelong journey, not a destination. The comfort zone trap. We humans are creatures of habit. We like routines, predictability, and the comfort of the familiar. It's easy to get stuck in a rut, to tell ourselves that we're good enough, or that we don't need to change. But the Stoics would argue that this complacency is the enemy of growth and fulfillment. Think about those times when you've resisted change, clung to old habits, or avoided challenges because you were afraid of failure or discomfort. In those moments, you were essentially saying, "I'm done growing. I'm happy with where I am." But the Stoics would remind us that a life without growth is a life without purpose. As Seneca wrote, "Life is like a play. It's not the length, but the excellence of the acting that matters." In other words, it's not about how long you live, but how well you live. And living well means constantly striving to improve, to learn, to evolve, and to become the best version of yourself. The Stoic growth mindset. So, how do you cultivate this growth mindset and embrace the never-ending quest for self-improvement? Here are a few Stoic strategies. 1. Embrace challenges. Don't shy away from challenges or setbacks. See them as opportunities for growth and learning. As the saying goes, smooth seas don't make skillful sailors. 2. Seek out feedback. Be open to feedback from others, even if it's critical. Use it as a tool for self-reflection and improvement. 3. Practice deliberate practice. The Stoics believed in the power of deliberate practice, focusing on specific skills and techniques and pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone. This could involve anything from learning a new language to mastering a musical instrument to improving your communication skills. 4. Cultivate virtues. The Stoics identified 4 cardinal virtues: wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Strive to embody these virtues in your daily life and see every interaction as an opportunity to practice and strengthen them. 5. Embrace lifelong learning. Never stop learning. Read books, take courses, attend workshops, and engage in conversations with people who challenge your thinking and expand your horizons. Modern day examples. The Stoic emphasis on self-improvement is more relevant than ever in today's rapidly changing world. We see examples of people embracing this mindset all around us. The athlete who trains relentlessly. They're always pushing their limits, seeking out new challenges, and striving to improve their performance. The artist who continuously experiments. They're not afraid to try new techniques, explore different styles, and push the boundaries of their creativity. The lifelong learner who's always enrolled in a course. They're constantly expanding their knowledge and skills, whether it's through formal education or self-directed learning. The entrepreneur who embraces failure as a stepping stone. They see setbacks as opportunities to learn and pivot, and they use their experiences to build stronger and more resilient businesses. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the idea that there's always room for improvement, you're not just setting yourself up for success, you're also cultivating a mindset of curiosity, humility, and lifelong learning. You're recognizing that the journey of self-improvement is never-ending, and that the pursuit of excellence is what makes life truly meaningful and fulfilling. Remember, the Stoics weren't interested in achieving perfection. They were interested in becoming the best versions of themselves. And that's a journey we can all embark on, one small step at a time. So, today, let's make a commitment to continuous growth and self-improvement. Let's embrace challenges, seek out feedback, and never stop learning. Let's strive for excellence in all that we do, and let's create a life that's not just about existing, but about thriving and reaching our full potential. Lesson 7. The Pre-Misery Blues. The Stoics' Guide to Staying Chill in the Face of the Unknown. All right, folks, let's talk about a habit that's as common as it is counterproductive: being miserable in advance. You know the feeling, right? You're worrying about a future event, a presentation at work, a difficult conversation, a potential setback, and you're already feeling the dread, the anxiety, the pit in your stomach. It's like you're living the negative outcome before it's even happened, and you're robbing yourself of the joy and peace of the present moment. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, had a name for this: premeditatio malorum, or the premeditation of evils. It's the practice of mentally rehearsing potential challenges and setbacks, not to wallow in fear and anxiety, but to prepare ourselves for whatever life might throw our way. But here's the key distinction. The Stoics didn't advocate for dwelling on negativity or catastrophizing about the future. They understood that our minds have a tendency to magnify threats and imagine worst-case scenarios that rarely come to pass. And by indulging in this kind of pre-misery, we're not only creating unnecessary suffering for ourselves, but we're also hindering our ability to respond effectively when challenges do arise. As Seneca put it in his Moral Letters, "What is the point of dragging up sufferings which are still in the future, and of tormenting yourself beforehand with the fear of evils which may never come, or may come in a different form from that which you anticipate?" In other words, don't borrow trouble from the future. Don't let your imagination run wild with worst-case scenarios. Stay grounded in the present moment, focus on what you can control, and trust in your ability to handle whatever comes your way. The anxiety spiral. We live in a world that's full of uncertainty and potential pitfalls. It's easy to get caught up in a spiral of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. We worry about our health, our finances, our relationships, our careers, the state of the world. And the more we worry, the more anxious and stressed we become, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy of negativity and fear. Think about those times when you've been consumed by anxiety about a future event. Maybe you had a big presentation at work, and you spent days leading up to it, imagining all the ways it could go wrong. You pictured yourself stumbling over your words, forgetting your slides, and being judged by your colleagues. And when the day finally arrived, you were so riddled with anxiety that you could barely function. The Stoics would argue that this kind of pre-misery is not only unhelpful, but it's also counterproductive. It drains your energy, clouds your judgment, and makes it harder to perform at your best when the moment of truth arrives. The Stoic approach: preparedness and perspective. So, how do you break free from the anxiety spiral and cultivate a more Stoic approach to the future? Here are a few strategies. 1. Practice premeditation of adversity, premeditatio malorum. The Stoics would mentally rehearse potential challenges and setbacks, not to dwell on them, but to prepare themselves for the possibility of their occurrence. This helped them develop a sense of mental and emotional resilience, so that when challenges did arise, they were less likely to be caught off guard. 2. Focus on the present moment. Don't let your mind wander into the future and create unnecessary anxiety. Focus on the present moment, on the task at hand, and on what you can control right now. 3. Cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life. This will help you shift your focus from what you fear might happen to what you're grateful for in the present. 4. Trust in your abilities. Remember that you've overcome challenges in the past, and you have the inner strength and resilience to handle whatever the future holds. Don't underestimate your own capabilities or let fear paralyze you. Modern-day examples. The Stoic approach to pre-misery is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people falling into this trap all around us. The chronic worrier. This person is constantly worrying about what might go wrong, creating unnecessary stress and anxiety for themselves and those around them. The what-if catastrophizer. This person's mind is always jumping to worst-case scenarios, imagining disasters and setbacks that are often far from reality. The future tripper. This person is so focused on their future goals and ambitions that they're missing out on the joy and beauty of the present moment. The Stoic advantage. By refusing to be miserable in advance, you're not just reducing anxiety and stress, you're also creating a more joyful, present, and fulfilling life. You're cultivating the Stoic virtues of courage, resilience, and acceptance, and you're empowering yourself to face life's challenges with a calm and clear mind. Remember, the future is uncertain, but your ability to respond to it with wisdom and grace is entirely within your control. So let go of the pre-misery, embrace the present moment, and trust in your own inner strength to navigate whatever comes your way. Lesson 8. The Stoic Chill. Don't sweat the small stuff. And it's mostly all small stuff. All right, folks, let's talk about something that can drive us all up the wall. Those little annoyances, frustrations, and setbacks that seem to pop up at the most inconvenient times. We're talking about the flat tire on your way to a big meeting, the spilled coffee on your freshly laundered shirt, the internet outage right when you're about to submit an important assignment. It's enough to make even the most zen among us want to scream, right? But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about keeping their cool, had a surprisingly simple solution for dealing with these everyday annoyances. Don't let the small stuff control you. Now, this doesn't mean you should become a doormat or ignore legitimate problems. It's about recognizing that most of the things that frustrate us, annoy us, or trigger us are actually pretty minor in the grand scheme of things. And by learning to let go of these petty annoyances, we can free up our mental and emotional energy for what truly matters. The magnifying glass of the mind. Our minds have a funny way of magnifying the importance of minor inconveniences. We can get so caught up in the frustration of a delayed flight, a spilled drink, or a rude comment that we lose sight of the bigger picture. It's like using a magnifying glass to examine a speck of dust. Suddenly, it seems like a massive boulder blocking our path. The Stoics understood this tendency, and they encouraged us to cultivate a sense of perspective and detachment. As Marcus Aurelius put it in his Meditations. The first rule is to keep an untroubled spirit. The second is to look things in the face and know them for what they are. In other words, don't let your emotions hijack your reason. Take a step back, assess the situation objectively, and ask yourself, is this really worth getting upset about? Chances are, the answer is no. The Stoic Chill Pill. So how do you develop this Stoic chill, this ability to not let the small stuff get under your skin? Here are a few strategies. 1. The 10-10-10 rule. When you're feeling triggered by a minor annoyance, ask yourself, will this matter in 10 minutes, in 10 hours, in 10 days? This simple exercise can help you put things in perspective and realize that most of the things we stress about are actually pretty insignificant in the long run. 2. The so what game. When something frustrating happens, try playing the so what game. Ask yourself, so what if I'm stuck in traffic? So what if I spilled my coffee? So what if someone was rude to me? This can help you detach from the emotional charge of the situation and see it more objectively. 3. Focus on your response. Remember, you can't always control what happens to you, but you can always control how you respond. choose to respond with calmness, patience, and even humor, rather than letting frustration and anger take over. 4. Practice gratitude. Cultivate a sense of gratitude for the good things in your life. This will help you shift your focus from what's going wrong to what's going right, and it will make it easier to let go of petty annoyances. Modern day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're running late for work and you spill coffee all over your shirt. Instead of cursing and panicking, you can take a deep breath, laugh it off, and grab a clean shirt. It's a minor setback, not a life-altering crisis. Or maybe you're in the middle of a project and your computer crashes, losing all your unsaved work. Instead of throwing a tantrum and giving up, you can take a break, regroup, and start again. It's frustrating, yes, but it's not the end of the world. The Stoic advantage. By not letting small things control you, you're not just reducing stress and anxiety. You're also freeing up your mental and emotional energy for what truly matters. Your goals, your relationships, your well-being. You're cultivating a sense of inner peace and resilience that can't be shaken by the inevitable bumps and bruises of everyday life. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Massimo Pigliucci puts it, the ability to not let small things bother us is a key component of Stoic resilience. It allows us to focus on what's truly important and to navigate life's challenges with grace and equanimity. So, today, let's make a commitment to not sweat the small stuff. Let's practice perspective, detachment, and gratitude. Let's choose to respond to challenges with calmness and reason, rather than letting our emotions run the show. Remember, the Stoics weren't about ignoring problems or pretending they don't exist. They were about facing them head-on, with courage and wisdom, and not letting them control us or derail our pursuit of a good life. Lesson 9. The Intellectual Bling Trap. The Stoic's Guide to Real Wisdom. All right, folks, let's talk about a trap that's easy to fall into, especially in today's world of TED Talks, viral tweets, and intellectual peacocking. Don't adopt ideas just because they sound smart. Now, this isn't about anti-intellectualism or rejecting knowledge. It's about cultivating a discerning mind that can separate the wheat from the chaff, the genuine insights from the shiny but shallow ideas. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about practical wisdom and clear thinking, were masters of intellectual discernment. They understood that not all ideas are created equal, and that just because something sounds impressive or complex doesn't mean it's true or valuable. Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher and playwright, put it this way: there is nothing more dangerous than a seductive and plausible idea. In other words, be wary of those shiny, seductive ideas that glitter and sparkle but lack substance. Don't be fooled by intellectual jargon, complex theories, or the charisma of the speaker. Dig deeper, ask questions, and test the ideas against the crucible of reason and experience. The Intellectual Bling. We live in a world that's saturated with information and opinions, from social media feeds and news headlines to self-help books and TED Talks. We're constantly exposed to a barrage of ideas, many of which are presented with a veneer of sophistication and intellectual appeal. It's easy to get caught up in the allure of these intellectual bling, to adopt ideas without fully understanding them or questioning their validity. We might be impressed by the speaker's credentials, the complexity of their arguments, or simply the fact that their ideas are trending. But the Stoics would urge us to resist this temptation. They'd remind us that true wisdom is not about accumulating knowledge for its own sake, but about discerning what's true, what's valuable, and what's worth integrating into our own lives. The Stoic approach: critical thinking and discernment. So how do you avoid falling for the intellectual bling trap and cultivate a more discerning mind? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Question everything. Don't just accept ideas at face value, no matter how impressive or authoritative they might seem. Ask questions, challenge assumptions, and seek out evidence and logical reasoning. 2. Seek out diverse perspectives. Don't just listen to the voices that echo your own beliefs. Expose yourself to different viewpoints, even those that challenge your own. This will help you develop a more nuanced and comprehensive understanding of the world. 3. Test ideas against reality. Don't just rely on theory or abstract concepts. Test ideas against the reality of your own experiences and observations. See how they hold up in the real world and be willing to discard or modify them if they don't. 4. Focus on practical wisdom. The Stoics were all about practical philosophy, applying their ideas to everyday life. Don't get lost in intellectual abstractions. Focus on ideas that can help you live a better, more virtuous, and more fulfilling life. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're reading a self-help book that promises to unlock the secrets to success and happiness. It's full of buzzwords, inspirational quotes, and seemingly profound insights. But before you buy into the hype, take a step back and ask yourself, is there any evidence to support these claims? Are these ideas practical and applicable to my own life? Do they align with my values and principles? Or maybe you're listening to a charismatic speaker who's captivating the audience with their grand vision for the future. They paint a picture of a utopian society where everyone is happy, healthy, and fulfilled. But before you jump on the bandwagon, take a Stoic pause and ask yourself, is this vision realistic? What are the potential downsides or unintended consequences? Does it align with my own understanding of human nature and the world? The Stoic advantage. By cultivating a discerning mind and resisting the allure of intellectual bling, you're not just protecting yourself from being misled or manipulated, you're also developing a deeper and more authentic understanding of the world. You're becoming a critical thinker, a seeker of truth, and a person who's not easily swayed by fads or trends. Remember, true wisdom is not about accumulating knowledge. It's about discerning what's valuable and applying it to your life in a way that leads to greater clarity, purpose, and fulfillment. So today, let's make a commitment to be more discerning in our intellectual pursuits. Let's question everything, seek out diverse perspectives, and test ideas against reality. Let's focus on practical wisdom that can help us live better lives, and let's avoid the trap of adopting ideas just because they sound smart. Remember, the Stoics believed that the pursuit of wisdom is a lifelong journey. And by cultivating a discerning mind, you're taking an important step on that journey. Lesson 10. The Resourceful Stoic. Turning obstacles into opportunities. All right, folks, let's wrap up this episode on pragmatism with a Stoic principle that's all about resourcefulness and making the most of what you've got. Use everything available to you to achieve your goals. Now, before you start thinking this is about manipulating people or cutting corners, let's be clear. The Stoics weren't advocating for unethical behavior. They were all about using your ingenuity, creativity, and adaptability to navigate challenges and achieve your objectives in a way that's aligned with your values. The Stoic philosopher Musonius Rufus put it this way. If you wish to be an athlete, compete in the stadium. If you wish to be a philosopher, test yourself in the arena of life. In other words, don't wait for the perfect conditions or the ideal resources. Use what you have, where you are, to pursue your goals and make progress. The world is your oyster, and it's up to you to find the pearls within it. The resourcefulness mindset. We live in a world that often tells us we need certain things to be successful. The right degree, the perfect job, the latest technology, the ideal connections. But the Stoics would challenge us to question these assumptions. They'd remind us that true success and fulfillment come not from external resources, but from our own internal resourcefulness, our ability to adapt, to innovate, and to make the most of what we have. Think about those times when you faced a challenge with limited resources or unexpected obstacles. Maybe you had to complete a project with a tight budget, navigate a difficult situation with limited information, or find a creative solution to a problem that seemed unsolvable. In those moments, you had to tap into your inner resourcefulness, to think outside the box, and to leverage whatever tools and resources were available to you. And chances are, you surprised yourself with your own ingenuity and adaptability. The Stoic approach to resourcefulness. So, how do you cultivate this resourceful mindset and approach challenges with a Stoic spirit? Here are a few strategies. 1. Inventory your assets. Take stock of your skills, knowledge, experiences, and connections. What are your strengths? What resources do you have at your disposal? What can you leverage to achieve your goals? 2. Embrace constraints. The Stoics believed that constraints can actually fuel creativity and innovation. Instead of seeing limitations as roadblocks, see them as opportunities to think differently and find new solutions. 3. Be open to opportunities. The Stoics were also opportunistic, always on the lookout for ways to turn challenges into advantages. Keep your eyes open for unexpected opportunities and be willing to pivot and adjust your course when necessary. 4. Don't be afraid to experiment. Don't get stuck in a rut or rely on the same old approaches. Be willing to experiment, to try new things, and to learn from your mistakes. 5. Seek out mentors and role models. Learn from those who have achieved success in your field or who embody the qualities you admire. Their insights and experiences can provide valuable guidance and inspiration. Modern-day examples. The Stoic approach to resourcefulness is more relevant than ever in today's fast-paced and ever-changing world. We see examples of people using their ingenuity and adaptability to achieve their goals all around us. The entrepreneur who bootstraps their business. This person starts a business with limited resources, relying on their own creativity, hustle, and determination to succeed. The student who excels despite challenges. This student overcomes financial hardship, learning disabilities, or other obstacles to achieve academic success. The community organizer who mobilizes resources. This person brings together people and resources to address social issues and create positive change in their community. The Stoic advantage. By cultivating resourcefulness and using everything available to you to achieve your goals, you're not just overcoming challenges, you're also developing a mindset of empowerment, self-reliance, and resilience. You're proving to yourself that you can handle whatever life throws your way, and that you have the ingenuity and determination to create a life that's truly fulfilling. Remember, the Stoics believed that the world is full of opportunities, even in the midst of adversity. It's up to us to see those opportunities, to seize them, and to use them to our advantage. So, let's embrace the Stoic spirit of resourcefulness and make the most of what we have, where we are, to create a life that's truly our own. And there you have it, folks. We've journeyed through the Stoic realm of pragmatism, exploring 10 powerful lessons on how to navigate life's complexities with wisdom, resilience, and a healthy dose of practicality. We've learned to embrace imperfection, adapt to change, focus on what we can control, and use every resource at our disposal to achieve our goals. Remember, the Stoics weren't just about lofty ideals. They were about living a good life in the real world, with all its challenges and uncertainties. They taught us to be resourceful, adaptable, and to never give up on our pursuit of a meaningful and fulfilling life. So, as we wrap up this 8th episode in our Stoic series, I encourage you to take these lessons to heart and start applying them to your own life. Embrace imperfection, seek out opportunities in every challenge, and remember that true strength lies not in what you have, but in how you use it. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower others to live a more pragmatic, resilient, and fulfilling life. Join us next time as we delve into the 9th part of our series, focusing on the discipline of will and the power of fortitude and resilience. Until then, keep those Stoic vibes high and remember, the world is your oyster, and it's up to you to find the pearls within it.